The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
All right, 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Tyler Ivins and Will West, 656-9900 and 1-866-656-9900. Being brought to you by Frazier's Carpet One. Kevin Frazier joining us coming up bottom of the hour. And Will, it is draft season, baby! 2 weeks from tonight, it's going to be a virtual draft. You know, I'm not going to sit here and act like I should have been in Vegas. I've put that behind me. I've already collected my voucher from all the respective websites and travel agencies. But if you're telling me that we can still bring draft season to the listeners of TSL and not make it football related, I am here for all of that. So that being said, Eric Kane, today draft season, what are we getting ourselves into and diving right into?
All right, today in draft season we have, it's a good one, all-time action movie stars.
All-time action movie stars. I like that a lot.
Can I ask, is it the actor or is it the character?
It is the actor.
Okay, so we're talking about the... Okay, got it. Okay.
So, Ivins went first 2 days ago. I went first yesterday. Eric Kane, you go first. And as far as our poll question has gone, the person with the first overall pick has won the last two drafts. So, Eric Kane, you're the one that starts us off today, buddy. You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I mean, goodness, I feel like, and you guys will surely correct me if I'm wrong here.
Say it.
You can't go wrong with this number one pick. Give me Stallone. Give me Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, I'll take Stallone.
You want Sly?
First blow, you got the entire Rocky series, Cobra. I mean, again, I feel like you can't go wrong here, so that's what I'll take.
All right, Ivan, so you take it with your number one overall pick, or your number one, your first round pick.
All right, here it is. If it bleeds, we kill it. That is a great quote from a movie called Predator. Who was the star of Predator? A man who is, you know, brash, quick talking. He is a bodybuilder. His name? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's a great pick. That is a fantastic pick.
If you're going to leave Schwarzenegger out there for me, Kaner, I mean...
That's fine.
Okay. It's all right. We'll come back and take a look at your number one overall pick busts in about 10 minutes.
Now, Stallone's not a bust.
Stallone's not a bust. That's... okay.
All right, so... Rocky an action film?
I think Rocky's an action film.
Definitely an action. What is it?
It's a documentary, especially Rocky IV, about the fall of the Soviet Empire.
I just think it's funny. If you're going to bring up Stallone, then start your argument with Rambo. Don't go, you know, Rocky.
I mentioned Rambo.
No, but not first.
Whatever.
That'd be like me saying, Arnold Schwarzenegger, man, great action film. Loved him in Kindergarten Cop. That was fantastic.
The correct answer is Turbo Man there, but go ahead.
I go with...
Jingle all the way.
I will go with Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis, diehard fame. He will be my first round pick. Back to you, Eric Kane.
Okay, you're going to go with Bruce Willis. Give me Bruce Lee, the first pick here in the second round.
Ooh, that is a really nice second round pick. That is a solid value pick there with Bruce Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Again, you leave me the best available on the board after you go and make your pick. So if you're going to take Bruce Lee, then I'm going to take somebody who's better at what they do, and that is Jason Statham. So if you're going to leave me Jason Statham, then I will take him. The Transporter? Do I need to go down the list of movies that he has been in? The guy's a total bad A. Again, Kaner, you're good at this. You just have left the better guy on the board.
I'll take Bruce Lee over Jason Statham.
I would take Bruce Lee over five Jason Stathams, quite frankly.
Same here.
In a fight. With my second round pick, I can't believe he's still on the board all the way at the end of the second round. Mr. John Wick himself, also of Speed Frame fame. I'll go with Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves.
Hey, you know, Will, can we just agree that we're going to leave one particular action star on the board just so we can hear Eric Kane try to pronounce his name?
I'm not taking Jean Van Damme.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not taking him. He is at the bottom of my big board, but I'm glad we got that in there.
All right, who's your third round pick, Kaner?
All right, see, listen, guys, The heart wants to go one way, and if you know anything about me, you know where I want to go. You can't really argue with some of the work that he's been in. Goodness, I'll probably go here. I'm probably going to go Mel Gibson, though.
Mel Gibson, that's a good one.
I'm probably going to go Mel Gibson. I wanted to go, Harrison
Ford.
Yeah.
The entire Lethal Weapon franchise. I thought you were going to go Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
I really did.
That's where I wanted to go.
Not only do you have Star Wars, but you've got Indiana Jones. You've got Air Force One.
Air Force One, solid.
You've got some fantastic Harrison Ford action films. Tyler Rivens, your third-round pick.
Again, for the third consecutive round, you left the best available person on the table. Fine. You don't make jokes about it unless you know he is the master of defeating all jokes. I will take Chuck Norris here.
Chuck Norris. And you guys have left the new school. You guys have left New Money Action Star out there. And you know who it is, right? For the millions and millions Rock's fans, I'm going to take Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I really thought you were going to say Vin Diesel there because those are fantastic films, Fast and the Furious.
I've only watched the one where they go attack a Russian base with a Dodge Charger. It was like, you got a Dodge Charger, that's what you got, and then they're going to, let's say, time's up for us to save the world. Let's get into a lowered skateboarded Civic.
Gentlemen, we left off our drafts, Tom Cruise.
Harrison Ford,
Vin Diesel.
Liam Neeson,
Steven Seagal.
Skill set.
I mean, come on, let's be honest. We left probably the most underrated action star out there, man of fame of Renegade, Lorenzo Lamas.
That's strong. That's strong. Okay, so just to recap, Eric takes Sylvester Stallone, Bruce Lee, and Mel Gibson. Tyler takes Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jason Statham, Chuck Norris. I take Bruce Willis, Keanu Reeves, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. We'll throw up the Twitter poll in just moments. You can tell us and hit us up on Facebook as well. Who won the draft today on the starting lineup?
You know who we can ask. We could ask Josh Ward when he joins us on the other side. Not only is he going to be breaking down his mock draft 1.0, but he's going to be the first vote. Who won Best Action Star Actor? We will do it next. Draft season continues with the starting lineup on 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal. And a big thank you to our friend Kevin Frazier over at Frazier's Carpet One bringing you today's program. Why? Because with minimum contact, Will West, and maximum results, Frazier's continues to make it easy as they have been since 1953.
They are essential. They are still open. If you're looking around your home saying, yeah, okay, I'm not used to being home this much. Man, we need to do some repairs here. Nothing is going to make your home look brighter, neater, newer than new floor covering, and Frazier's Carpet One's been doing it for 70 years right here in East Tennessee. How about no money down, free financing for 24 months? So whether it's carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, if you need floor covering, repair, or replacement, call Frazier's 546-4850. Lifetime written installation guarantee on their workmanship. They're amazing when it comes to social distancing, and they come to you. How about in-stock luxury vinyl plank as low as 69 cents per square foot? In-stock beautiful 5-inch wide hand-scraped hickory and birch hardwood as low as 199 per square foot. Floating rigid core luxury vinyl plank with pad as low as 179 per square foot. And in-stock soft plush carpet at popular colors and flex, 79 cents per square foot. It's not picked over. They don't have a problem getting inventory. Kevin planned ahead when this first started just this week. 25,000 square foot of inventory added to what they already have. So right now is the time to do it. Frazier's Carpet One.
Still so much for us to get into right here on 99.1. You're listening to WNML.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
All right, Lady Vols added to their roster last night. Got a commitment from Liberty graduate transfer Keon Green. Green, 6'1" forward, was named the Big South Player of the Year following the 2017-18 campaign. Some more news around college basketball. Kentucky forward Keon Brooks Jr. will return to the Wildcats for a sophomore campaign. And Duke transfer Alex O'Connell announced his commitment to Creighton. NCAA has granted DePaul guard Jalen Coleman-Lands a 6-year of eligibility. And Kentucky coach Sean Calipari is launching a Facebook Live show called Coffee with Cal. That's going to raise money for COVID-19 relief efforts. The NFL is turning its 3-day draft into a fundraiser to help 6 charities dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. Its focus is on paying tribute to healthcare workers and first responders. It's 8:14. Get a check of the roads, Pete Michaels traffic. Josh Ward coming up next to go over his mock draft 1.0 at 99.1 thesportsanimal.com. I'm Eric Kane.
Like, I get it. yesterday, the appetizers, the lettuce wraps, dynamite, bang, bang, shrimp, whatever you want to call it.
My comeback the last 24 hours has simply just been lettuce wraps.
That's fine.
Lettuce wraps.
You can make fun of lettuce wraps all you want, but that doesn't mean they're not delicious.
Lettuce wraps.
99.1, you're listening to the Esports.
Sorry,
Animal.
Men are working here, Tyler. What's going on here?
That's fine. Tyler Ivins, Will West in the home studios. Eric Kane from the Budweiser studios. We got a fourth member of this table that they can join us right now. His name's Josh Ward of Sports 180 fame, noon to 3 p.m. Josh, look, you're joining us to talk mock drafts, but we just had our own draft here. We're talking about action actors. So we're talking about actors that are in action movies. Not the characters, just the actors themselves. But I'd like to revisit yesterday. Josh, is there anything wrong with lettuce wraps? I want you to be honest. If I took you to a particular chain restaurant right off of Paper Mill and I ordered us some lettuce wraps, you would indulge, would you not?
I would happily have the lettuce wraps, yeah.
Yeah, they're delicious.
I would. Yeah, to play off the intro there, go your own way, Tyler Ivins. Don't let them push you around if you want to enjoy a nice lettuce wrap. It sounds like you'll be able to get an extra lettuce or two to fill up the rest of that chicken.
Yeah, a little lyrithologist is Josh Ward. Hey, Will told us yesterday that you're releasing a rap album. Can you confirm or deny?
Yeah, it's going to be a mix of cover songs and then some stuff that I've been working on in the quarantine here in the home studio.
Well, you know, you got the free time available, Josh. Let me ask you, your mock draft 1.0 is live at 991thesportsanimal.com. Do you have any surprises, or is there kind of a bold prediction from your first mock draft that you dropped?
I don't know if I have any huge surprise. I think, you know, a lot of us are trying to figure out what to do with the wide receivers, what to do with the offensive linemen. Could one or two of them slip to a later part in the first round, because there's so many of them that it just takes one to fall. If a team says, you know what, we're good at that position, and they go down the board a little bit. I am heavy LSU. I am heavy Alabama, the odds have going in. I have Trevon Diggs in the first round. I think there's some questions about that. Another SEC player, but I have Javon Kinlaw at number 24. I looked at my draft when I put it together, and I said, you know, he could be a top 10 pick. He can go number 9 to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So at 24, that might surprise a good amount of people because of his potential to be a top 10 pick. But I don't think if you look at what I've put together, it's going to surprise anybody. I'm chalkish, if that's the way to describe it, at quarterback. Burrow to the Bengals, Tua Tagovailoa to the Miami Dolphins at number 5, and Justin Herbert at number 6. And this is mock draft 1.0. Don't be surprised if I have some moves being made by teams. That's what would really shake it up, I think, before we get to the real draft in 2 weeks.
So I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked you yesterday on 180, because I wanted to give you a little bit more time to think about it. If I set the wide receiver number right now at your 1.0 at 5.5, would you still take the over? And I feel like yesterday there was a little bit of a disagreement between you and I when it came to where exactly T. Higgins would fall, the East Tennessee product. I have him as low as 30 to the Green Bay Packers. Where do you have the Oak Ridge product going in your mock draft right now when they stop by the website?
Yeah, I have T. Higgins at number 21. He would be going to the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think it could be a good spot for him and for them at that position as they try to get younger and try to find more of a deep threat option. I still have questions about T. I think he's a no doubt NFL wide receiver, don't get me wrong, but in a draft that is so heavy at that position, he still has some things to prove with his size and his strength, and I think some NFL teams are trying to figure that out as well, especially when you can look at Justin Jefferson's a guy that I might have a little bit higher if I were drafting than where I put him in this mock draft. I have Justin Jefferson just getting into the first round at number 30 with the Green Bay Packers. So you and I both have the Packers taking a wide receiver. I just have Higgins off the board at that point. I like Denzel Mims from Baylor. I have him one spot behind T. Higgins, but it's difficult to rank 4 through 7 or 8. At that position, I would go with the top three. I know there's a debate there. I think there's a pretty clear top three, though, and that's Judy, Lamb from Oklahoma, and then also Henry Ruggs from Alabama. I have Judy going in the top 10, but I would go in order of how I would draft them. I would take Judy, then Lamb, then Henry Ruggs, unless you need that speed guy that can really change how teams view your offense. Then maybe you bump Ruggs up a spot or two.
I know we're up against it here, Josh. Jordan Love, is he the fourth quarterback that you have taken, and where do you see the fourth quarterback going?
I do have him as the fourth quarterback in the first round, and right now I have the New England Patriots taking quarterback Jordan Love. That could be subject to change with my next mock draft as well, but right now I still have a difficult time buying into Jarrett Stidham being the quarterback that the Patriots will 100% rely on. I don't think that it's Brian Hoyer either right now. So do they look at this draft? Now, maybe they don't look at Jordan Love in the first round. Maybe they don't look at Jordan Love. But I think the Patriots still have to go after a quarterback in this draft if they're not going after a veteran in free agency. And there's no indication right now that that's happening. If that changes, if they were to say, you know what, let's take a shot on Cam Newton, see if we can work something out there, then maybe they don't go quarterback in the first round. But with the need, I would take a look at Love there.
Hey, Josh, if you had the number one overall pick in the best action movie stars draft, who is the best action movie star? It could be today, current, it could be past. Who's the one guy who comes to mind when I say action movies? Go.
I would say Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my man.
It is Arnold, yeah. I'll agree it's Arnold there. It's absolutely Arnold that I would go with. We're learning a little bit about each other when it comes to this, Josh. Kaner is very, very, very traditional when it comes to his picks on pretty much everything, and he kind of went with Stallone over Arnold as his first overall pick in this draft.
I don't have a problem with Stallone. I don't think it's an easy, okay, this is the guy you slotted at number one, then you figure everything out from there. But if Eric Kane says that it's Stallone, then I feel more comfortable saying that it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
hey Josh, where would you rank in your top nine? Would Jason Statham crack your top nine?
Yeah, I think he would crack my top nine, yeah.
Okay, there you go. See, he would probably not crack my top 18.
Same here.
In terms of, you know, I think the bald statement that he has made, I think that actually intimidates his foes. So I think he's climbed up. Maybe the direction I'm going in my life as well. That's why I rank him a little bit higher.
That's fair.
Josh, we appreciate the time. The complete coverage of mock draft season available on the website at 991thesportsanimal.com, being brought to you by our friends Driven by Fleet Tire. Josh, we look forward to hearing you and Heather coming up noon to 3 p.m. on Sports 180.
All right, you got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, 656-9900. Hey, remember,
Frazier's Carpet One, making it happen for us today at Frazier's Carpet One. They come to you, they make it easy, on your time with everything that you possibly need. Social distancing, they've been doing it forever at Frazier's. Kevin makes the joke that he's always, you know, his OCD as far as cleanliness. It's paying off right now in COVID-19 time. But at Frazier's Carpet One, they have tons and tons and tons of stock available. How about no money down, free financing for 24 months at Frazier's Carpet One? And all you have to do is pick up the phone and give them a call. They actually have more in stock right now than they have ever had before. Nobody prepares for something like this like Kevin Frazier. Lifetime installation guarantee. Just call 546-4850. Minimum contact, maximum results with Frazier's Carpet One.
All right, we're actually going to have Kevin Frazier joining the program coming up on the other side. Start, bench, cut, and we're going to talk about how delicious lettuce wraps are, apparently. Kaner, I can go get you a takeout order of lettuce wraps and have them brought to the station if that's how much you want delicious lettuce wraps.
I mean, if you want to waste some money, sure thing, bub. I don't want you to waste any money, bro.
I'm in your head, bro. I'm in your head. 99.1. You are listening to The Sports Animal. Stay close. Welcome you back inside of Thursday TSL for April the 9th. Man, final segment before we wrap things up here. Of course, everything today being brought to you by our friends over at Frazier's Carpet One. A phone number for you at 546-4850. Minimum contact and maximum results. Let Frazier's make it easy. Listen, there's a lot of people out there today with times are changing where maybe things don't come as easy. But making sure that your home is in tip-top shape and bringing the essentials to your home under your roof for you, your loved ones, your family, it can be as simple as picking up the telephone and talking to Kevin Frazier and his staff at 546-4850. Kevin joining us on the telephone right now. And just going down the lineup, we keep talking about starting lineups and who has the best team depth chart-wise, but, Kevin, if you talk about some of the in-stock stuff you have, luxury vinyl plank starting as low as 69 cents a square foot, plus you can get in-stock carpet tiles, solids, patterns as low as 149 a square foot. Pretty solid some of the teams and some of the items that you're rolling out, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic.
Absolutely. Our bench is deep right now. In fact, it's deeper than it's ever been. We've got more stock, carpet, hardwood, and especially luxury vinyl, tile, and plank, which is super hot right now, than we've ever had before. And like you said, you can give us a call. We'll come to you. We'll make it easy. We'll do in-home shopping. We'll do video conferencing. We'll make it easy, just like we always have. Plus, no money down and free financing for 24 months helps peace of mind come easier as well.
Kevin, one other thing I want to make sure the listener knows, it's when they hear us talk about in-stock luxury vinyl plank as low as 69 cents per square foot or floating Rigicore luxury vinyl plank with pad as low as 179 per square foot, you don't do loss leaders. When you hear these numbers, it's not just the lower-end stuff. We're talking about the low-end to the mid-grade, the high-end, the super high-end. Across the board, there are savings in stock right there at Frazier's Carpet One, right?
That's exactly right. It's our buying power muscle, and we pass it on to our consumer. And like you said, we don't do loss leader stuff, and it's not the purple stuff from 1979. Although I guess actually that would be worth a lot of money now. But anyway,
yeah,
you get the point.
With spring right around the corner, over 70 years the Frazier's family has continued to create beautiful rooms. And out of all the things that you guys continue to do that I notice each time that we step in through the doors over at Frazier's Carpet One off Western Avenue, you guys are always so clean. And I know a lot of people are hyper-focused on that for obvious reasons today, but knowing that every 12 hours you and your staff go through there just to make sure that everything is sanitized and clean, so even if they choose not to do the FaceTime, the Skype, or the Zoom, it's still more than safe for them to stop in. You guys are still practicing social distancing and helping everybody out throughout the doors there off Western Avenue.
Absolutely. I mean, the truth is I'm an extremely OCD guy, and normally I'm pretty embarrassed about that. But during this particular stretch, it's a way that I can assure folks that, hey, we're big on this from the get-go, and it's just like the other things that we're doing right now. A lot of this in-home shopping, et cetera, we've been doing it for years. So it's smooth. It's legit. We make it easy.
All right, Kevin, can you do Star Bench Cut with us?
Let's do it.
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... Whoops. The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty, locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
All right, gentlemen, best team in the NFC for next season. Start, Bench, Cut, the 49ers, the Saints, or the Buccaneers?
All right, here's my hot take. It's the Bucs. No, I'm just kidding. Start the Niners, bench the Saints, cut the Bucs.
It's close. That's close, Kevin. I'm still going to start the Saints, though. I want to see what Breeze get that happy ending that so many of us believe he's going to have, and it starts next year. So I'm going to start New Orleans. I'm going to bench Tampa Bay because I just believe they have a better quarterback situation. And out in San Francisco, Jimmy Garoppolo, they did a lot of good this year. Can the defense repeat what they did this year that got them to the Super Bowl? I don't think they can. That's why I'm going to cut the 49ers.
Yeah, I actually go with the exact same thing Ivins went with. That they did the loss of Emmanuel Sanders, the loss of DeForest Buckner is going to be too much for the Niners. I start the Saints. I think they're the best team in the NFC and probably the NFL right now. As far as coming into next year, once the Chiefs pay Patrick Mahomes, it's three corners they've lost, two linebackers they've lost. So I start the Saints. I bench the Bucs. I just the best offensive line in Pro Football Focus last year, and then they're probably going to add a first-round pick to that offensive line, and then you have Tom Brady with those receivers, and I'm going to cut the San Francisco 49ers. Not that they're not going to be really good, but I just think that the difference in that defense when they didn't have all three of those defensive linemen there was massive.
All right, today is National Winston Churchill Day. Who is the best, or who is the most iconic cigar smoker of all time? Is it Winston Churchill, Red Auerbach, or Michael Jordan?
All right, well, if you old school, be start Churchill, bench Auerbach, and cut Jordan, but young Turk list would be start Jordan. And I just got to say, Kaner, I would have not had Auerbach in there. I would have had Schwarzenegger in there.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah,
that is a good one.
start Churchill, bench Schwarzenegger, cut Jordan. There's my final list.
I actually go old school, Kevin. So as an old school guy, I'm going to start Churchill. I'm going to bench Redarbach, and I will cut Michael Jordan.
I'm going to start Winston Churchill because at one point in time, they couldn't afford to pay rent. Churchill's family was so poor, but he had to make sure that he had his cigars. So if you want to talk about what was essential back in Churchill's day, cigars weren't on the list, but Churchill had to make sure that he smoked up to 11 cigars a day. Like Winston Churchill, Prime Minister, smoking 11 different cigars a day. Kudos to him that he held on as long as he did. So I'm going to start Winston Churchill. I'm going to bench Red Auerbach because you can't talk about championships. You can't talk about the Celtics and not talk about the cigar hanging off the corner of his mouth. I'm going to cut MJ. Speaking of cut, anybody who's actually cut part of his pinky finger off from a cigar cutter, I mean, that just shows you how much the guy loves smoke. So that is the right order. You go Churchill, Auerbach, Jordan.
All right, guys, best quarterback still available. Andy Dalton, Cam Newton, Jameis Winston.
Look, I think Andy Dalton's got the best long-run ceiling, and so I'm going to start him. There's no doubt that Cam Newton's the most talented, and he's got some real consistency in there. But I think his long-term is very high. So I'm going to start Dalton. I'm going to bench Cam Newton. And I don't even know what to think about Jameis Winston. So cut Winston.
Yeah, I will start Dalton. And I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm hedging my bet a little bit about Cam Newton because Cam Newton's the better player. My concern is that Cam Newton's broken like Andrew Luck and his body's just never going to be right ever again. So I'm going to start Dalton. Yeah. I'm going to bench Cam. I'm going to cut Jameis Winston because I agree with Kevin. I think Jameis is either going to have to be a backup or go decide to be a tutor to a young guy. The problem is, do you want somebody with that attitude being the tutor to your young guy? I don't know you do.
Sweep it. That is the right order. All three of us agree on it.
All right, gentlemen, last one here. We'll walk it off with this one. Today is April 9th. Best athlete to wear number 9. Is it Gordie Howe, Drew Brees, Steve McNair?
All right, so like Gordie Howe's the Jim Brown of the NHL. I mean, you got to start Gordie Howe, unless you just don't understand anything about hockey and hockey history. So start Gordie Howe. I'm going to bench Drew Brees, and I'm going to cut Steve McNair. Although I love me some Steve McNair, and if I was going with the Homer edition, it would have been bench McNair. But I got to go Howe, Brees, McNair.
One thing I learned from Letterkenny, best all-around hockey player in history, not the great one, all-around hockey player, give him a tug, Ivins. It's start Gordie Howe, bench Drew Brees, cut Steve McNair.
Oh, my goodness, Ferda. I don't know what I'm going to do here because one of these guys on the NFL gridiron has won an MVP. The other one, he has not. But does that make Steve McNair better than Drew Brees? That's the question. Because I'm going to start Gordie Howe. I just don't know if I can actually cut Drew Brees. I can't cut Drew Brees, but Steve McNair has won an MVP, something Brees has not done. I'm still going to say Drew Brees is the bench, and I can't believe I'm cutting Steve McNair. But I'm going to have to do it. That's the right order.
Technically, it's a co-MVP.
I can't believe you cut Steve McNair. God, I can't believe you cut Steve McNair.
Remind me, did you cut Steve McNair, Kevin?
Yeah, I did. I wasn't feeling as guilty about it as you are.
I can't believe I'm cutting Steve McNair here. I mean, it's just the guy is one of the greatest quarterbacks, not in just the Titans Oilers history, but in also, I mean, you look at what he did back in 95. The guy's a first round pick. What has he not done when he was on the gridiron? I mean, and let's be honest, if Kevin Dyson is what? If Kevin Dyson's another 2 inches taller, they win the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I don't – it is what it is right now with the history of
Steve. I'm with Kevin on this. I don't think you should feel bad about that whatsoever. Drew Brees is the better player than Steve McNair. That's just point blank.
Before we say goodbye, you have the lifetime installation guarantee. And Frazier's is the only one that always has and always will stand behind their workmanship. So the fact that – continuing to be essential, and your hardworking employees are coming in every day answering the bell. Kevin, I applaud not only you, but your staff for continuing to make life a little bit easier for a lot of people out there in the Knoxville area and the East Tennessee area that want to continue to improve their home.
Thanks, guys. Just give us a call, 546-4850. We'll come to you. We'll make it easy.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Really appreciate it.
Frazier's Carpet One bringing you Thursday's starting lineup. We say goodbye on the other side next on 99.1. You're listening to the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
All All right, the Lady Vols added to their roster last night, picking up a commitment from Liberty graduate transfer Kian Green. Green, 6'1" forward, was named the Big South Player of the Year back in 2017-18 season as just a sophomore. Some news around college basketball. Kentucky forward Keon Brooks Jr. will return to the Wildcats for his sophomore campaign. Duke transfer Alex O'Connell announced his commitment to Creighton. The NCAA has granted DePaul guard Jalen Coleman Lands his 6-year of eligibility. And Kentucky coach John Calipari is launching a Facebook Live show called Coffee with Cal to raise money for the COVID-19 relief efforts. In baseball, the South Korean Baseball League is targeting an early May start with exhibition games starting as early as April 21st. After peaking with 900 new cases on February 29th, the country has experienced 3 consecutive days of new cases sitting around the 50 mark. That's according to the AP. And a bat dating all the way back to 1922, used by Yankees legend Lou Gehrig, sold for just over $1 million by the Heritage Auction in Dallas this past week. It's 8:44. Get a check of the roads with Pete Michaels Traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
All right, so can I quickly, if we can napalm the show, gentlemen, we have a little bit of a controversy. Are you ready?
Yeah, please.
Let's hear it.
All right, so voting on today's draft, and again, if you're just joining us, it was Best Action Movie Stars. Kaner went with round one, Stallone, round two, Bruce Lee, round three, Mel Gibson. Tyler went Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jason Statham, Chuck Norris. I went Bruce Willis, Keanu Reeves, Dwayne Johnson. On the Twitter machine, I'm winning this thing. 43% of the vote for me, 32% for Tyler, 25% for Kaner. On Facebook, though, it's almost a dead heat between you guys, with Tyler slightly taking the edge, and I am way behind. So
a little bit of a controversy
as to who won today's draft, Best Action Movie Stars.
I think it's pretty evident who actually won today, but I mean, look, if you guys don't want to recognize the fact that I got Chuck Norris as a three, then that's fine. All I'm asking you to do is kind of look at the whole body of work, and perhaps maybe we can get lucky and hear Kaner try to pronounce that Belgian guy's name one more time before it's all said and done.
You know, you mispronounced it one time 2 years ago, and you pronounce it correctly every time since, and never forget.
When you mean 2 years ago, you do mean like last week, right?
Or earlier in the show today.
Yeah.
Listen, Chuck Norris is great. You love the jokes. I mean, it's fantastic. I would have taken Chuck Norris over... let's see here. Probably Reeves, even though I'm a big Reeves fan, and probably
But you guys haven't seen John Wick, though, right?
I have not. Yeah,
well,
you're right.
That's why. Yeah, that's why. If you've seen John Wick, it's Keanu Reeves as a late second round pick is a steal.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen John Wick, though, I get it. And so it's fair to say Keanu Reeves doesn't deserve to be that high if there's only one franchise that you would rank him in. But he's so good in that franchise. That's why I had to take him. Honestly, I thought about taking him with my first round pick. John
really?
Wick is so good. Yeah, dude, John Wick's unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay.
One poll result that is not as close is a question we've been asking throughout the morning, and that is Caesars Sportsbook. They released the win totals for the 2020 SEC season, and right now they have the Volunteers as a 7.5. That's where they have the mark set, 7.5 wins for Tennessee this year. Right now, 86% of the vote so far throughout the morning says that Tennessee will go over that total. Now, Tennessee's opponents, Alabama, set at 10.5 wins, Georgia 10 wins, and Florida with 10 wins. I'll mind you, though, Florida right now, more juice on the over than Georgia's 10 wins right now. So right now, Caesars believes that if you were to rank the SEC at the end of the year based on their projected win totals, Bama will be your SEC West champion, and the Florida Gators will be your SEC East champion. So you can continue to vote on that. That is at TSL99.1 on Twitter. And gentlemen, if I may, just before we say goodbye, can we give a quick shout-out? We are currently right now running a promotion on our website at 991thesportsanimal.com. We've teamed up with Roan State Community College. It's called Heroes of Health, and right now what we're doing is we're asking for people to submit people who are being recognized, first responders, healthcare workers in our community during this time. And we should give a quick shout out to Dusty Barnett. He's an advanced EMT at Morgan County Ambulance Service, and he's also a paramedic student at Roan State Community College. He is doing all this while him and his wife are taking care of their 8 children at the house. So a big shout out to Dusty Barnett, and a big thank you to Roan State Community College, you can visit roanstate.edu, where we're all succeeding online together. If you would like to nominate somebody, somebody who works in healthcare, somebody who is a first responder, encourage you to stop by the website, 991thesportsanimal.com.
Okay, quickly, I just want to throw out the, you know, I did tweet out earlier about it. I mentioned it on the show about Teresa, the cashier at the Kroger on North Shore yesterday, that there was a lady in front of me at the self-checkout who couldn't afford to buy three packages of meat. She didn't have enough money to buy the three packages of meat she had with her groceries, had to give them back to the cashier, and Teresa offered to pay for it for her. The lady even said, no, I'll just come back. I'll go get more money, and I'll come back, and Teresa even said, why don't I just pay for it? You can pay me back whenever you come back the next time. How about that? Well, I just had a gentleman that sent us a message. It's a Big Orange fan on Twitter. It says, I'm a truck driver. Yesterday, I stopped in a Hardee's parking lot and had multiple people offer to buy me food in the drive-thru. It's pretty cool to see people caring about others. So that's absolutely awesome, the way that people are responding to this.
This is exactly what the world needs today. They don't need people that are being negative. They don't need people out there that are just trying to spew poison. We need people that will figuratively wrap their arms around each other and just make good things happen. Say nice things and check on your friends out there and continue to stay healthy and stay home. I you know, there's so many things right now that I understand could be better. Yes, we all miss sports. But you know what? One day at a time, and before you know it, we'll all be through this dark, stormy cloud, and we'll be on the other side of the storm, and this too shall pass. Right? Right? We'll do this all over again coming up tomorrow. Friday, TSL is going to be on your radio. Kaner, thank you so much. All the hard work per usual. Will West will chat with you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. With that being said, we'll hand things over now to the Eric Gaines Show with Brian Rice. You are listening to 99.1, The Sports Animal.